right, let's turn up some coffee and cakes for yourself. Yeah, yeah, tuck into them while we do the show around you, David Tennant.
Well, you know, you turn up.
What's the time? You know, what's the time before you got Doctor Who, thanks to me championing you, where you would bring something like that for me? But now, have you noticed that, VBH turned up with his own little entourage of posse?
I got you this paper Starbucks bag.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I can't hear you in my head.
Hang on, let me sort your headphones out. How's that? Too loud?
No, I still can't hear you.
Nothing?
No, I can only hear you because you've got such
shouting
a lovely projecting voice.
Yeah,
there you are.
Now, is that too loud?
No, that's lovely. I love having you whispering in my ear, Christian.
Lovely.
You know how it goes.
Well, you look very well.
I'm marvellously well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in. You've actually turned up early. No one has ever turned up early for this show. They're usually really, really late, so they have to spend less time with me in the studio. You've actually come in early, haven't you? We got you for an hour or so.
Christian, I miss you.
Where have you been? Have you been filming up in Norwich?
I was in Norfolk. I was in a field in Norfolk at about half past midnight last night, yeah.
What, doctor stuff or...?
Dogging.
No. You're a great saying that. The fear of God that went up his spine there. Did you see that? Oh, there's too much. There's
no, I was filming. I was filming with Stephen Polyakov.
That's you.
Thank you. but I finished last night.
You say Stephen Polyakov like everyone is just going to work. Someone going, oh, Polyakov. Yeah, he's been filming.
Come on, everyone knows who Stephen Polyakov is.
Is he playing Liverpool?
That's right. Yeah, he's a left winger. What do they play in football?
No, you sounded good.
Left winger.
He's a left winger. Yeah. Stephen Polyakov is a writer, I believe, is that right?
He's a writer-director, yeah. Oh, yeah. Does lots of very posh BBC dramas, but he's now making a feature film.
And what is it, you play like a farmer, One Man and His Dog? Is it a John Noakes story? What are you doing in a field? I thought not once you've ditched Doctor Who, you don't have to do the in the field
You always
bit.
Film. Everything you film, films in a field. It's because they have, you know, all these trucks and everything. They need lots of room to park them up. So you're always in a field, and it's usually in the winter.
What are you filming?
It's called 1939. I'm finished now. I've got a tiny, tiny part in it. I believe I'm allowed to call it.
It's not that hard already now. You've left Doctor Who. You can get the
I'm
gig
scrabbling
back.
Around.
You're just getting little parts in 1939.
No, they very kindly called it a cameo, but really it's just a very small part.
So what's this thing you're in tomorrow night then with Gollum? You're a crime-fighting double act like Dalziel
right,
and Pascoli.
Astrophysicists who fight crimes.
Brilliant.
During the First World War. You didn't know that Einstein did that, did you? But
No, I know. So you're not Einstein, you're the repressed one.
I'm the repressed one. Yeah, I'm the repressed English one.
I read that in one of the newspapers and I thought, now I understand it. You're the repressed Englishman.
That's right.
Who's called?
Arthur Stanley Eddington.
That's it. Remember the research and prep you did for the part? He's called Gary. Right. And I've never heard of Eddington. Obviously,
no,
Einstein.
Well, that's kind of the point of the story. Nobody really has, unless you're an astrophysicist and you know your stuff. But without Eddington, we may never have heard of Einstein. He championed him. Championed.
What did he do with him?
He championed.
He mushroomed in. Isn't that a mushroom?
He championed in, which is an astrophysics term. Yeah. That you wouldn't understand.
Sure. So you're a West Country guy by the sound of the accent. There.
It was the First World War, and they weren't really supposed to be communicating with German scientists. But because Eddington was a Quaker and a pacifist, and pursued the truth above all else, he discovered Einstein's theory of relativity and championed it. And
where did he find it?
It was under the sink.
Yeah, it's always there.
It's just written down on the back of an old bit of kitchen roll, and he championed it and brought the whole theory to, because before that Newtonian physics was what we believed ran the world, and so it was a very major rethink.
Without these guys, there'd be no Johnny Bull, Think Again,
that's
stuff
right.
like that.
That's right.
You know,
Johnny, we wouldn't know Wilf Lunn. We wouldn't have him.
You're right. It all started at that. They were the fountain, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And so was it good fun to do? Because all the previews I've read, not so much to say, it's a great bit of telly on Saturday night.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
Because obviously you've got really grown-up stuff for, like, Hole in the Wall. Have you seen Hole in the Wall yet? With Dale Winton?
Is that the one with the bits of... Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, dear.
Imagine. That's like your warm-up.
How depressed are you when the phone call comes in for that?
Depressed, I'd be excited, you know. Vanessa Feltz the other week, it was amazing seeing a buxom lady.
She wasn't.
Yeah. Lying down with her legs apart. Seriously, in Lycra. You should do it. You should go on.
I'd love to. Can we make a call?
Yeah, of course we can. I'm sure they'd love to have you. Right, we've got to stop for the travel, and then we'll come back with David Tennington. Because I was mixing it up with Eddington. I was trying to help you promote it. That's what I was trying to do there.
Thank you.
What's your name again? Christopher Eccleston. Sylvester McCoy. Radio Travel with Renault. Our special guest this morning is David Tennant.
Hello. See,
I was still going to say something.
Oh,
so
sorry.
You wouldn't interrupt.
Oh, it's been perky. It's breakfast radio.
Parkinson, if he was going, my next guest. Well, he doesn't speak like that anyway, but if he did. So listen, I know you're chatting about your big grown-up drama you've got tomorrow night. Yep. 9:10, David Tennant.
9:10.
9:10, BBC Two now.
Yeah.
Used to be BBC One. Interesting. Soon be ITV plus 9. That's if it goes well. So it's BBC Two tomorrow night when you're playing Quantum Leap Part 2.
That's right, yes.
Physicists. You're a scientist.
I'm an astrophysicist, yeah.
Right.
But it's a thriller about astrophysics.
So it's a whodunit?
It's kind of...
So it's Columbo meets...
There's always a bit of Columbo in everything I do.
There's always a bit of Columbo.
Yeah.
And so after 9 o'clock, do you know what we're going to be doing? You must have done a lot of research for this year about astrophysics and stuff like that, yeah? Because a proper actor like you treaded the boards, amazing reviews for your summer season. Mm-hmm. Is that what they call it up at the RSC, the summer season?
That's right, yes.
End of the beer special.
There's a pier and we all, yeah, three times a day, we trot through it.
Little matinee performance.
Yes, yes.
You must have done a lot of research.
Yeah.
So after 9 o'clock, there'll be a astrophysics.
Great.
If whatever
physics.
That is.
Physics,
yeah. I can't even say the word. Spelling bee. We're going to read some words out to you to do with Eddington, and we'll see how well you can spell them, David.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm unperturbed by that idea.
I don't believe you. And, but before we do that, I've got to talk about Doctor Who, because we're getting a lot of texts about it, and it was just like the big talking point. To be honest, since you started Doctor Who...
Yeah, when you're leaving.
Like, when you're leaving. You know, it's making you feel really welcome. But you've just like Christopher did as well, when he made that gig his own, but I think you even more so. You are Doctor Who to us, watching it on a Saturday, the Christmas special this year. It'd be the big thing, and there isn't that much TV. Anton Deck do it as well, and Doctor Who's become that, where... people of different ages can watch it. Mm. It's rare you get appointment TV where everyone can sit down and watch it together. Mm. It used to be like the Fools and Horses Christmas specials and Morecambe Wise and stuff like that. Is that paparazzi?
Yeah, who's that woman taking photographs through your glass?
I don't know, but don't worry. You're shielded by our large, cumbersome-sized producer. All they've got is a picture of his backside up on our website.
I'm now waving at her. She could be anyone. I don't know what's going on.
So it must have been a big decision to leave, because it's a huge show and you're great.
It was, yeah. It was a big decision. But, it'll be 4 years by the time I finish, because I've got another year to go yet, actually.
That's good to know, because people just think that's it. You're doing the Christmas session, they won't see you again.
Well, it's tricky, because I want to be able to announce it myself.
When are you going to do that? I'll have like a press conference around your gaff, or well, how are you going to do that?
We haven't really figured it out. But I just knew that I didn't want it to leak out and sort of get misreported and all that. So I ended up doing it at the National Television Awards, which was live in the interval of Hamlet up in Stratford, which was slightly stressful. But I'm glad we managed to work it out.
Is that what that actually was? That sort of weird sort of beamed in performance from you?
Yeah,
I saw you live in the TARDIS. You sort of came on the screens. I was wondering what you were doing.
I know. I was in Stratford doing Hamlet, and that category was timed for the interval, so that if I won it,
so
I'd be able to.
So you're doing a really intense performance like that. You go, hang on, I'm just going to speak to ITV members.
I'm just going to speak to my public.
How confusing is it? We.
It was a little odd, yeah. Mm. I wouldn't like to do it again, but I'm glad that we did it and we pulled it off. And,
now everyone must be coming up to you saying, why are you leaving? Don't leave.
Yeah, no, they're not. They just come up to me going, who's next? That's all anyone's asking me.
So
and
why,
it's Jimmy Nesbitt, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy Nesbitt will be taking over.
Listen, you want to be careful, because you keep saying these things. You're not in the newspapers, like, they're going to find out you've been saying you've been dogging in the last 10 years. And that Jambalaya is taking over as well. This will all be mail on Sunday.
Jimmy Nesbitt got in touch to say, please tell them it's not me. All I do, I spend my day now going round saying, it's not me, I couldn't take over from David, and being terribly nice about me. But I would just like to... urge the public of Great Britain, if you see Jimmy Nesbitt in the street, to go up and congratulate him for being the next Doctor.
They got his name out of Yellow Pages, didn't they? That's a job for actors. So was it just because you thought, you've got to leave at some point, it's up there, it's a great show.
Yeah,
please feel free to gulp while I'm interviewing as well.
I am.
Great big
did you get that?
Coffee. Yeah, really loudly.
If I didn't go now, I'd never go, that was the thing. I love it, and I have such a great time doing it, that I could stay forever, which probably nobody would want. So it was, I think 4 years is about a good amount of time to be in there.
And so when did you finally think that's it? Because you must have wrestled with this and sort of thought, yes, no, and talked to lots of different people. When was the final moment? Were you by yourself? Were you
drunk in your underpants? I'd always kind of planned that I'd probably go when Russell T Davies left, which would be about 3 seasons. And then there was this idea that we might do a few specials, which would mean it would be 4 years, and then Russell was going. So I always kind of assumed I'd leave at the same time. But then Stephen Moffat, who's taking over as the writer of the show, is such a great writer. And I chatted to him about some of his ideas, and
left. He thought they were rubbish.
No. Well, that's when I suddenly thought, oh, I'm going to have to change my mind. I'm going to have to stay now because this sounds too good. But then I thought, no, come on, you made your decision. Stick with it. So I suppose I finally decided, probably just a few months ago now, but I'd always kind of intended it would be now.
It was the first person you told? Was it your dad, or is it a family member?
Well, as with all these things, it was probably my agent. You know, you have to discuss all these things, don't you?
Woof.
I know.
Rang his agent. How can we wheedle this out for a bit of extra cash? Will they still get the cakes out, the Doctor Who cakes, in time for Christmas?
Do I still get cakes when I come here when I'm not the Doctor anymore?
Yes, you still. So what have you got lined up next? You must have been inundated with offers the moment that appearance came out in the middle of the ITV Awards. You know, the agent must have been getting loads of offers.
Yeah, nothing. There's nothing coming up.
Not even Hole in the Wall?
Not even Hole in the Wall. Desperate for a bit of Hole in the Wall. What? I just want to slip into that silver cat suit. Who wouldn't? on prime time television on a Saturday night. That's what I want to be wearing.
Right, we're going to take a quick break.
Why is Dale Winton not in one of those, though? That is cowardice.
Well, you wonder when Dale's agent called him up and said, listen, Hole in the Wall. And Dale went, no, they haven't found out. Said, no. Absolute Radio all over the UK. Our guest this morning is David Tennant.
Hello. Was that my cue?
Yeah. There's a little gap there. You filled it brilliantly.
Thank you.
So, are you the man I need to talk to? Have they made their decision about who's going to take over from you?
Yeah.
They've made it so I can't, you can't,
it's Jimmy Nesbitt.
You're really going to regret that now, because he's going to be hounded everywhere.
That's why I'm saying it. What do you think I'm doing?
Because this week, David Morrissey's name's been added to it.
Yeah.
Is he in the Christmas special?
David's in the Christmas special playing a character called the Doctor.
Hence why they've gone, hang on a minute.
Well,
we work in the newspaper trade, we're not stupid.
It wouldn't be a bad guess, yeah.
So, who would you prefer out of anybody? Here we go, get on that fence.
I
think it should go to a great actor, Christian.
Wee Jimmy Cranky. That's who I've been...
Fellow Scots.
I've been... Exactly. I've been pushing for her, him, her.
It.
Her, him. I've been pushing for her, him. And I think that would work.
I notice you haven't answered the question.
Which question was that?
Let me just rephrase it.
Yeah.
Who do you think should be the new Doctor Who? Because obviously you care about this part.
I care about it deeply.
Immensely. It's helped your career out.
I care about it probably too much.
Yeah.
Which is why it's lucky the decision's not in my hands.
Yeah, but I think in someone like that, you're going to go, hey, listen, David, before you hang the jacket up and hand us the sonic screwdriver, who do you reckon it should be?
Are you trying to get me to say you?
No, I'm trying
no.
to... I'm interested genuinely to know who you think would make a good Doctor Who.
Obviously, I'm going to say something vaguely diplomatic, aren't I? But I do think that any decent actor will make something of it. It's that kind of a part. It can be whatever it needs to be. Yeah.
Eccleston or Nesbitt, right? Say you had to pick one of them.
I'm not going to get into this.
No, sorry, I meant David Morrissey or Jimmy. Who do you think would be a better actor?
They're both great.
They
both bring very different things to
it. So what you're saying is, it's a timeshare.
One Why not?
One week it's Jimmy, one week it's David. There you go,
That's not a bad idea.
Go. That's the answer you can give
that's
for
now. That's a very good idea.
Because I bet that's all you're asked at the moment, isn't
it? Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Are you going to, VBH asked us earlier, right, but are you going to nick anything from the Doctor Who set? Because once you've done your final special, that'll be it. Will you take
that'll
anything
be, I'll, be, I'll be barred from
from Wales.
The studio, from Wales, yeah. I don't know, I might try.
Sonic screwdriver, the suit, the jacket?
They'll never give me the sonic screwdriver.
Why?
Because it costs a fortune and they'll need it.
Well, they've only got one.
They've got two, actually.
So there you go, take the backup one.
Yeah, but I break them quite a lot. No, the backup, they're not back, they're both in continual, they're on a timeshare. Because they fall apart quite easily, because they're very beautiful props.
Yeah.
Well, they don't fall apart quite easily, I do drop them quite often. So
what do you mean props? Because the kids?
Yeah.
Not props?
They are, listen, I think children can understand, can differentiate between fancy and reality. I know you can't, but I'm not pandering to you.
Okay. What do you think about a lady Doctor Who? What about Billy next year? Well, you know, when she's, you know...
Well, you know, I was on Breakfast Telly and they said, do you think Billy could take over? At which point I said, well, why not? Which then became, David Tennant tips Billy Piper as his successor. So it seems that anything I say will be misinterpreted. But clearly Billy is a wonderful actor and would do a very good job.
So
I think it's unlikely.
So you're now saying she's a man. That's another excuse. She's got a wonderful actor. Crikey. Well, listen, I know this new drama you're in tomorrow night then, so you're an astrophysicist.
That's right.
Now, I've got this maths question here.
Mm-hmm.
So you must have done your research for this.
Sure.
What grade GCSE maths did you get? Or you...
We're at Scotland, we did Hires.
Why couldn't you do GCSEs? Why have you got to make it difficult?
Hires are better. We're clever in Scotland.
Oh, okay. So what grade did you get maths?
I think I got a C.
You got a C. What about physics?
I didn't do physics.
You didn't do physics?
No.
All right. This is, I don't know, Rich, you know this. What is year 5 and 6? How old are kids this week? Because when I was picking my daughter up from school the other day, this was on one of the tables for, I think, a class older than years 5 and 6. Is that 8-year-olds?
It's the last 2 years of junior school,
isn't
it?
Could you not lean into David Tennant like that? Well, that's Space Invader.
I'm liking it.
David Tennant's nicked my mic.
Well, yeah, rightly so.
That's why I'm leaning into my mic.
Okay, so years 5
we
and 6.
We might kiss.
Would Sorry. Be, years 5 and 6 would be how old?
Last 2 years of primary school, so 10.
10. So this is for kids who are 10 years old, a maths question I've got here.
Right.
That picture on the back.
What
the
is
way,
that picture on the back? Yeah.
It's supposed to be me.
Who drew that?
My daughter Ruby, she's only 4. It's a good picture.
It's a great picture.
Yeah.
You're sort of a green and yellow creation.
To her, yes. So here's the question. You ready for this? It's a maths puzzle. Yeah. Years 5 and 6. Please give your answers to Mrs. Gray by 3:45 Friday. So they've had a week on this.
Right.
You've got a song.
Right, okay.
The Rangers and the Waves summer basketball teams played 3 games against each other this season. You writing this down?
No, I'm getting my phone out in case I need to Google something. No, sorry, go on.
What exactly I said... The Rangers scored a total of 105 points, and the Waves 102 for the 3 games together.
Right.
The Rangers. How are they meant to be a 10-year-old to get this? The Rangers. If you can solve this, you need to be put in charge of the economy or take what's his name King's job at the Bank of England. Right. The Rangers won the first game by 9 points with a score of 31. Mm-hmm. In the second game. My ears are starting to bleed now. The Waves doubled their first game score and beat the Rangers by 8 points.
Oh, come on.
What was... You're an astrophysicist. Tomorrow night, yeah. BBC Two, 9 o'clock, 9:10. What was each team's score for each of the 3 games? When we come back from Kings of Leon... Phoebe Ench has written something down. You've
she
got
has?
Nothing down so far.
I've written down R and W.
What is that the name of the new doctor? Richard Whiteley. Oh, no, he's dead. No, it won't be Richard Whiteley.
Wilson!
What?
Richard Wilson.
Richard Wilson.
Not a bad idea.
R.W.
Robbie Williams.
Roger. No.
De course.
This is incredible. If you've been watching the webcam, in all seriousness, right, there's been... None of us know the answer to this maths question. I've got the answer.
I'm nearly there.
David Tennant has been crouched over it with his little iPhone out, trying to go on to Google to get the answer.
No, I've done it properly.
Right, so what trouble is, I genuinely don't know the answer, because I just picked this up from a table at my daughter's school. I don't know the answer. So...
Do you want me to tell you the answer?
Yeah, read out the question again, then. So you've got the piece of paper. I picked this up from my daughter's school. This is a maths question for 10-year-old kids.
The Rangers and the Waves, summer basketball teams. See, I slipped into voiceover there.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, that's the career you'll be moving into. Argos
crossed.
This Christmas. Try that one.
Yeah, Argos...
no hesitation there, was there? We didn't even talk money.
It was sense memory there. Yeah. Moneysupermarket.com. The Rangers and the Waves summer basketball teams played 3 games against each other this season. The Rangers scored a total of 105 points, and the Waves scored 102 points for the 3 games together. The Rangers won the first game by 9 points with a score of 31. In the second game, the Waves doubled their first game score and beat the Rangers by 8 points. What was each team's score for each of the 3 games?
Now, the kids had all week on this, they've still got until 3:45 to sort this out. So, if Doctor Who can't help them, nobody
can.
I think I've got it. Come on then, Eddington, what's the answer?
I think game one, the Rangers had 31, the Waves had 22. Game two, the Rangers had 36, the Waves had 44. And game three, the Rangers had 38 and the Waves had 36.
That's what I've got as well.
Is it?
Yep.
And your little handler over there, Mr. Super Agent over there.
Yeah.
Correct.
So he's got the right answer. You've got the right answer.
Thank you very much.
He is an astrophysicist.
Oh, you doubted me.
Right, okay, well, seeing as your prize now, I said you could pick today's Kettle Classic. So that means... Now, you know how this works. We need a big old... oi! Put the kettle on and we've got... Yeah. What are you going for, Aztec Camera?
Aztec Camera, somewhere in my heart. That's a Kettle Classic.
We thought you'd go for a Scottish band. Either be Simple Minds, Aztec Camera or Run Rig.
Do you know, I've never owned a... Oh, I'm on Echo here.
Yeah, do you like
I've
it?
Never owned a Run Rig record.
No, you don't own... You're a Scotsman, no Run Rig.
I know, but they were a bit knitted sandals, weren't they?
Oh.
Weren't they? Really, if we're all honest? Sorry, I'm sure they're all lovely people.
Right, okay, so you need to give it a big old... Oh!
Should I move away from the microphone a little?
Yeah, well, you don't need to move out that much. You haven't got that big a voice. You're not.
Listen, I've been on stage for the last 6 months.
Oh, come on then.
I'm diaphragmtastic here.
Did you have to do proper training for it? Reviews are free. Anyway, right, David. off you go then. Come on then. Big old oi!
Yeah. Yeah. It's after the whistle, right?
Oh, yeah, sorry. He's telling me how my own feature works.
Put the kettle on!
Seeing as it's your song, do you want to, as we call in the tray, back announce it? Hang on, let me try and turn your microphone on. That might
Thanks
work a
bit very
smoother.
Much, yeah. That was That's It, Cameron. That's Summer in My Heart, coming at you from 1987.
Why is it when people do impressions of DJ, right? No one on this station, well, maybe Russ, says coming at you from 1987. No one says it like that. Okay, so are we good for you for another 20 minutes or so?
I think we are, yeah.
Great. Okay, have you ever heard Doc Hollywood?
No.
Oh yeah,
the movie thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because that's obviously what you're going to go on to next, Hollywood.
Sure.
Yeah, I reckon Hollywood next. Okay, so how this works, then, you give us a call and with a random movie title, and myself and David Tennant this morning will try and come
up. I suspect I wouldn't be very good at this, but...
Why? You're an actor. How many weird offers have you had this year? How many? There must
yeah,
be.
That's true. I can just recycle a few of them.
Yeah. What's the weirdest role you've been offered this year? As in, are they serious?
No, this year, no, it's been all, you know, it's quite, I've been offered quite nice stuff recently, I suppose, but years ago I got asked to play the young John Major on a party political broadcast.
I'd be so insulted, that means you look like a spot.
I was, very insulted.
Okay, so call us now for Doc Hollywood then, you come up with the movie title and we'll try and come up with the movie, 0330 123 1215. All right, if you want to win a in-car digital radio, Pure Highway, give us a call now then for Doc Hollywood. You make up a random movie title, and myself and our special guest this morning, David Tennant, will try and...
Can I enter? Can I quite fancy winning one of
those? If you go to absoluteradio.co.uk, they're about 50 quid.
Yeah,
I had to buy a Doctor Who cake earlier this year for one of my kids and pay money.
That's only fair.
How much do you get from that?
I don't know if I get anything from a cake.
You don't get anything from the cake?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm not sure. It's very... You get... Honestly,
he
the amount of stuff they sell...
He gets money from the cake. You get money from the cake. 0330 123 1215. Yes, you can have a radio.
Hey!
Special guest this morning. You can see him tomorrow night. And a big drama on BBC Two at 9:10 is David Tennant. And how's the love life? It's all good? Is that all fine there, is it? Yeah?
Yeah. Where are you going with this, Christian?
I'm just asking out, you know, checking that the doctor's okay there. Mm-hmm. You know, the sonic thought of you alone playing with the sonic screwdriver is too much. That's all I said there. Very frosty. No, it's not you, bitch. You know what he's trying to do? Throw me off the scent. He got more touchy than when asked about who's taken over the doctor. Is that an engagement ring?
Shut up.
I'm in the papers now.
Yeah.
Nesbitt's taken over, he's ghost dogging, and he's got an engagement. All of those three things will be all over the papers this weekend. Right, are you ready for Doc Hollywood?
As I will ever be.
Great. So how this works then, you call us up on 0330 123 1215 and make up a random movie title and we'll try and come up with the movie. This one I think we should make a special one for vehicles for David Tennant. What's he gonna do next after the doctor?
Yes, okay? good.
Martin, good morning.
Morning, Christian.
Need to say good morning to David Tennant as well.
Morning, David.
Morning, Martin. Hello.
How we doing, all right?
Very good.
Yeah, we're good, Marty boy. You well?
I am, yeah. Fine, thanks.
Yeah, you had a good week?
Yeah, great week. Yeah, looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, what are you doing at 9:10 tomorrow night on BBC Two?
Watching television, of course.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, excellent. Like and smooth. Yeah,
coming at you from 1987. All right, then, what's your made-up movie title for Doc Hollywood?
Tennant's Millions.
Oh, well, that's an easy one, isn't it?
Tennant's Millions.
To be honest, it's more like a documentary. They're just following around. Now he's bled that vehicle dry. He's moved on to fresh like a vampire.
I work for the BBC. We don't get millions.
Well, unless you're Jonathan Ross. Well, he doesn't anymore, either.
No,
so. Tennant's Millions. This is like a... this is for the year 2000. I guess it's be coming out next summer. There's only one movie next summer, Tennant's Millions. Did you ever see the great Richard Pryor movie, Brewster's Millions?
Yes.
Yeah. David Tennant, or is his new character, is given £1 million, but you have to get rid of it within an hour.
Right.
You can't buy anything. You can only give it away.
Yes, good.
Okay,
good.
But if you gave someone a huge amount of money in the street, what would they do with it? They wouldn't trust you, would you?
No.
No. So you have to convince them. Within an hour.
Right.
So this movie happens in real time, like 24.
It's, it's film documentary style, possibly.
No,
Nick Broomfield. It's a Nick Broomfield movie.
It's more, I had it more Disney animation.
Oh, okay.
You voice a character,
Right.
Who's a monkey. That's why it's difficult for the monkey to give away £1 million, because who would trust a chimp?
People are going, what's with the talking monkey?
I hadn't thought about that. But yeah, what's so you're the actor.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm thinking through the reality of the situation over here.
So what's with the talking monkey, and why is he coming to £1 million?
Yes.
And why is he roaming the streets?
That's a great premise.
Yeah.
It's high concept.
Would you sign up for a part like that?
I definitely.
You've been offered any cartoon work?
Do you know, I did a cartoon years ago, which came out recently, and apparently it's terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
What was this?
It was about... admittedly, the premise isn't going to make you light up. It was about an elephant that took drugs or something. It's called Free Jimmy.
Hollywood? Are you sure? Free Jimmy?
It's called Free Jimmy. I did it... I mean, it must be 8 years ago now. I did an afternoon in a recording studio, and the film has just come out. I mean, it didn't linger. Straight to radio, I think. But
Like that's a low medium, is
no,
it?
No, not at all.
Straight to radio. Okay, fine. This Good luck in your new stuff. Look, I'll be waiting for you to crumble, fall like a desperate man. So was it about an elephant? Were you the voice of the elephant, Jimmy?
No, there was three Scottish hunters who were trying... I can't remember now. I think we were trying to hunt the elephant or something.
So what, is it racist?
Me and Dougie Henschel and Jimmy Cosmo.
Why are the Scottish people trying to hunt the elephant? Is that what happens up there?
I don't know. It was from Norway or something, and Simon Pegg had translated it into... a kind of British idiom.
So this is sat on the shelf, and obviously they've realised, hang on a minute, that guy's one of the hunters, he's a big star now, get the thing
The League of Gentlemen are in it, and Amelia Fox, and Kyle MacLachlan.
I have to see this now, it sounds like, you know one of those, because
I haven't seen it myself.
You've never seen
your
work? No. Oh, I mean, I'm desperate to see it. Warwick!
Good morning, Christian. Kimber Hart, hoodie back, David.
Oh, hey, hi-o.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Was that Welsh?
What does that mean?
It's Gaelic for greetings.
I knew that, yeah. Kibberha.
Warwick.
The film title is Dog Woman.
Dog Woman?
Dog Woman.
This is about scientists. David Tennant is the scientist who's working with animals, but in a humane way.
Yeah.
But an experiment goes badly wrong.
Yeah.
You start drinking heavily
mm-hmm.
because of what you're working on and stuff like that. You can't handle the guilt.
Yeah.
You come back one day, smashed out of your head after a boozy lunch. You know what you're like, two beers and you're all over the shop.
Sure.
He comes back, you knock over some weird concoction of chemicals and it goes onto a dog's face.
Yeah.
Okay. Suddenly the face of the dog, stay with me, right, turns into a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Okay. You come round a couple of hours later, oh, God, what's happened? And Dog Woman is next to you, this beautiful woman, but with the body of a dog. It's like Splash. You fall in love with Dog Woman, right?
And right.
People, that's also a bit of Elephant Man. It's a tragicomedy.
It is, certainly.
Or a comedy tragedy. I'm not sure which one comes first. And people are laughing in the street going, hey, Dog Woman, and all stuff like that. What happened to you? You used to be Doctor Who. You're a nobody now. You can't even get on radio and stuff like that. That's how the movie ends. You live happily ever after with Dog Woman. And what it's really about is our attitude to animals.
Are there any sex scenes in this film? Because that might make me draw the line, I have to be honest.
It might make you draw the yes on the contract. Right, one last one. Charlie.
Yeah?
Well, you've called us, haven't you? Called you up, Charlie, the way you went, yeah? Charlie, what's your unmade-up movie title?
L.A. Execution.
L.A. Execution?
Yep.
What do you think this is, Charlie? Obviously, this has got to be a vehicle for David Tennant. What do you think L.A. Execution would be?
I was going to say it's a Time Lord in the future, coming back into the past.
You want to think this is about a...
sort of a Terminator type of film.
No, I see this is about a... David Tennant, right, and all the other Doctor Whos.
Right.
All your mates.
Yeah.
Eccleston.
Mm-hmm.
The best one, McCoy.
Yep.
Colin...
Baker.
Thank you. Tom...
Baker.
Hang on, well, I know the next Doctor Who's going to be. It's going to be another Baker. I'm seeing a plan here, right? All the Doctors get together, right, for a weekend away. Okay? It's a murder mystery.
Right.
You go paintballing to bond with each other. You're with McCoy, your favourite Doctor.
Yeah.
And, you're all up against each other, not teams of two, you and McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
One of the Doctors, Eccleston, dies, even though it's paintballing, but he dies. Someone's put real bullets in somebody's gun.
Right.
It's a murder mystery who done it, trying to work out which doctor killed a doctor.
Yeah.
It's actually called, it's brackets LA Execution.
Yeah. Okay?
It's called Which Doctor Killed the Doctor.
That's a good title.
Brackets LA Execution.
Uh-huh.
Because you go paintballing.
Yeah.
In LA.
And does a cop come in to sort it out, or do we just sort it out between ourselves? Steve Guttenberg as Columbo.
There you go. Gutenberg's in it.
Gutenberg.
Gutenberg, and he's the cop who busts it wide open. You're the
killer.
You
know he's doing Panto this year?
In Bromley?
Yeah.
Seriously, you play cards right over the next 12 months. That could be you.
Absolutely.
Just 1 year. That's all you got to work this dream up, okay? Yeah. You need to move on from Shakespeare and all that rubbish.
Yeah.
And go and see some stuff that we really want to see.
Absolutely.
You and Gutenberg on the stage together.
Yeah.
Charlie, thank you very much for your call.
You're welcome, mate. All the best anyway.
Thank you.
Cheers, Charlie.
Right, you've got to go soon. We've got to get an ad break away now. So, hang on, Brian's flashing. What's up, Brian? Brian's in Brian's call centre. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, Christian, you're right. I was just intrigued about that Jimmy the elephant thing, and I've managed to find a clip. If you go into the Hof 2 box...
Have you been on the internet?
Yeah, it's in there. You see it there?
Hang on.
Jimmy,
hang on.
You see it? Top. There you go.
Okay.
It sounds amazing, by the way.
Right, so you've never heard any of this?
I've never heard any of this, no.
Where do you find it, Brian? Is it on YouTube?
The trailer on YouTube. I don't know if I can find David's voice in it, but it's a very interesting premise of the film.
Let's have a listen to this. You got your headphones on?
I do.
Suddenly, everyone is moving closer to the radio to hear the world exclusive of Jimmy.
Meet Jimmy, the circus elephant.
He looks kind of wasted.
We have to drug the animal, otherwise they get out of control. He gets all paranoid.
If there's a rehab for elephants, can we take him?
We are going to free him.
Hey, Jimmy. I'm your friend.
Jimmy!
There you go.
What?
There you go.
That!
Nothing to be ashamed of.
It actually makes... I'm going to listen to it again. It makes no sense. Is that the trail, Brian?
Yeah, that's the trailer for the film.
The trailer's meant to say what's going on. It's just a collection of noises that aren't connected.
Meet Jimmy, the circus elephant.
He looks kind of wasted.
We have to drug the animal, otherwise they get out of control. He gets all paranoid.
If there's a rehab for elephants, can we take him?
We are going to free him.
Hey, Jimmy. I'm your friend.
Jimmy!
I don't think I feature in the trailer.
No, you've been axed on the trailer.
I have.
They rushed you out because you're in it, but they didn't put you in the trailer. All right, so you can see David Tennant tomorrow night, 9:10 on BBC Two. David, thank you very much for coming for some.
Always a pleasure.
And good luck to whatever you do next.
Thanks very much.
So who is going to be the next?
Jimmy Nesbitt.
Thank you.